You wonder why all the bad things happen to you. You're not producing any fruit for the kingdom of God. Have you done anything for the kingdom of God lately? Well, no, Thurman, I got to work. I have to go work every Monday. No, I work all day and I work long hours. I work 10, 12 hours a day. I don't have time to read the word. Well, as you go through the course of the day, do you talk to people about Jesus? Oh, no, I ain't got time and they won't let me talk about Jesus in the workplace. How do you know that if you don't talk to them? Well, I mean, I've heard somebody say that. That's an excuse. In America, we have allowed the enemy to take over, and we have the legal right to talk to anybody you want to about Jesus. Are you producing fruit for the kingdom? Well, I guess really not. You know, I'm just going to church every other Sunday, and I'm not telling nobody about Jesus. You never won nobody to Jesus? No. Never got nobody healed? No. So what do you do? Well, I work. Do you tell anybody at work about Jesus? Oh, no, 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 I can't do that. So you would tell me you're not producing any fruit for the kingdom of God. You hadn't made even a loaf of bread and talked to somebody, or a cookie or nothing. You hadn't went to the hospital, visited nobody. Not, you hadn't done nothing for the kingdom? Well, no, I go to church on Sunday, Thurman, when I can. Now, do we hear that a lot? Oh, yeah, especially men. But it happens to women, too, but it sure does happen to men. Well, let me show you what Jesus said into the new covenant in John 15, too. Let me show you what he said he will do to every branch. This is kind of scary. When I learned this, I kind of changed the way I did business. Look what he says. Every branch. How many does that leave out? Every branch in me. Are you a Christian? So that's you. You're a branch. There's no exceptions. You know, God, he writes the rule book, not me. First of all, he said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. And he says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he takes it away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. It's a good thing God is patient and long-suffering. Do y'all know that? Because let me tell you, for the first 20 years at least that I was a born-again Christian, I produced no fruit for the kingdom. None. I mean, I went to church every Sunday. I went to a Sunday school class, but I didn't learn anything. I mean, here I was a young man going to a Sunday school class, and I went to that Sunday school class, and I would be sitting there looking right in the eyes of the teacher that's reading right out of God's Word, and I'm thinking about this car I'm going to work on tomorrow. Now, I know none of y'all ever done that besides me. And when I got out of that class, somebody said, where you been? I said, well, I've been to church. Did he have a good message? Oh, yeah, it was a good message. What was it? I can't remember. Have any of y'all ever been guilty of doing that? Isn't it a good thing God's merciful? So he gave me at least 20 good years of disobedience. Now, you talk about a merciful and a mighty God. I produced no fruit for the kingdom. I didn't even tithe. You know, I'd give a little money, but I didn't give 10%. I didn't know that until I was 22 or 3 years old when I finally learned that I was supposed to tithe. And I wondered why I was broke all the time. Wondered why I couldn't make it payday to payday. I know none of y'all ever had that problem, but I certainly had that problem. I couldn't make it. And then when I learned, I was supposed to be a tither. So I started tithing, and I have never been broke since. Isn't that something? Very prosperous and very successful man, never been broke since I started tithing. And before I was I could not make it payday to payday. When I got into the U.S. military, they paid me once a month. And let me tell you, that was difficult to make it for 30 days with one little bitty tiny paycheck. While I was in the military, that's when I learned. In fact, I'll tell you how it happened to me. I was in a church in Sherman, Texas. I was stationed out there at Perrin Air Force Base. And we went to church, and I give a dollar. That's all I could afford. I'd put a dollar in the offering plate when it was passed. And there was a preacher up there that day, and he said, you know, there's some people that will come to this church or any church, and they will accept the grace of God and the mercy of God. And when the offering plate's passed, they'll put a dollar bill in the offering plate. And when I looked up, guess where his finger was pointing? He was pointing. I said, oh, my goodness. And I just slid her down in that seat. But for a second, I saw his finger pointed right at me. I thought, he saw me put that dollar in the offering plate. No, he didn't see me put that dollar in the offering plate. But who did see me put that dollar? The Lord did. He saw me put that dollar in there, and he was going to do a work in me. He said, now, I guarantee you, God says right here, if you will tithe, he will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon you which you cannot contain. You know, that's the only place I've ever found in God's Word where he says you can put him to the test. That's the only place in the area of money. And I'm going to tell you, until you get to that point in life where you can tithe and give God, you will never be able to walk in divine health. You may get healed. If you're not a tither, sickness is going to come back upon you. You're not going to walk in divine health and be a robber from God. If you worked for me and I had to watch you all the time to keep you from stealing stuff, and it wasn't yours, and I figured out you were the one to get it, how long do you think you'd work for me? You wouldn't work for me very long. I mean, people can do a lot of things to me. You start stealing from me, and I find out you're the one stealing. You ain't never going to work for me again. I hate a thief. Now, what do you think God's like? Same way. He says he hates a thief. And so if you're stealing from God, if you're not giving him that tithe, that's another reason people are sick and afflicted, because they are not obeying the word of God. But in John 15, 2, he says, every branch in me that bears no fruit, he takes it away. What do you think he means when he says he takes it away or he cuts it off? What does that mean? What if I were to say it like this? Every branch in me that produces no fruit, I kill you. Would it scare you a little more than what he said? But it both mean the same thing. In fact, the way I learned this, there was a good friend of mine. I went to high school with him. He was one of my best friends. This had been 20 years ago when he was about 55 years old. I found out that he was in a hospital in Brownwood, Texas, and he was extremely ill at 55. So I drove down there and I went to see him. And when I walked in, he looked like he was 90. I mean, old, straggly white hair, you know, all wrinkled, 55 years old. I said, Doc, what's wrong with him? He said, well, he has brain tumors, and says, we're going to send him to San Antonio. They're going to cut the top of his head off and see if they can take him out. I don't know about you, but that don't even sound funny to me. They're going to cut the top of your head off. So anyway, they sent him down there, and the doctor took the skull, the cap off, and took some of the big ones out. But he said, there's so many in there. The doctor made this statement. He said, except God intervene in this case, this man's going to die. Well, I didn't know at that time that God had already intervened. That's why he was in the shape he was in. I didn't know this revelation from God's word back in those days. I'm learning. God's training me. So they done the surgery, took out what they could, and then sent him back home to his hometown, to a nursing home. And when I heard he was back there, I thought, God, you showed me a lot of things about healing. I'm going to take a day off from work, and I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to get that man healed. I mean, if he's a friend, my best friend, wouldn't I do everything I could to get him healed? So for me to drive 3 or 4 hours is not a big deal. You know, I want to produce fruit for the kingdom. So I go down there. When I walk in, there's a woman there. I said, oh, who are you? And I shook hands with her, and she said, I'm his wife. I said, oh. I said, well, I knew his first two wives. I said, was he married any more? She said, no, I'm his third wife. I said, well, had you been married before? She said, oh, no, I've never been married before. And I said, well, he's a good man. She said, oh, yeah, he is a very good man. I love him with all my heart. I said, so do y'all go to church? She said, yes. I said, where do you go? She told me. And I said, how many times have you been? Oh, she said, about 5 or 6. I said, what? I said, this man used to be a Sunday school teacher. He was a youth leader in the church he was in. I said, I can't believe this is halfway through the year. This is the summer. I said, I can't believe you two have only been to church 5 or 6 times this year. And she said, well, Thurman, that's not true. She said, we've been married 10 years, and in the 10 years we've been married, we've only been to church 5 or 6 times. 10 years? And you're a Christian? And you've only been to church 5 or 6 times in 10 years when God said in his word, forsake not the gathering of yourself together on a regular basis? And in Hebrews 10:25, if he said, forsake not the gathering of yourself together on a regular basis as a man or some are, and especially as you see the day of the Lord approaching. Do we see the day of the Lord approaching? Woo, do we ever? My goodness, we're in the last seconds of the last days, I'm telling you. But they didn't go to church. So she said, well, you see, I don't believe you have to go to church to serve God. I believe we can serve him at home. Now, have I heard that a lot in my life? Oh, yeah, I heard that way. And I didn't know, didn't have any idea. Until this one, this opened a door for me. I prayed over this guy all day. I knew I was losing ground with her. I knew there wasn't no way I was going to convince her. She didn't want to go to church. She wasn't going to church. She got him out of church. And so I just thought, I'm going to concentrate on getting him healed. So I spent all afternoon. I prayed over him. I anointed him with oil. I spoke the word of God over him. I did everything I knew to do. After 4 or 5 hours of that, I looked at him. He's sitting there looking out the window. Never has looked at me all day. Just sitting there like this, just looking out the window. I called his name and I said, do you know who I am? And he slowly turned his head like this till he could look me right in the eye. I said, you're Thurman Scrivener. I said, praise God. I know you're going to get healed. I just knew it. So I mean, I just jumped up there and I said, I got to go home. I'll see you later. I said, I know you're going to get healed. And I run, got in my car, and I'm praising the Lord all the way home. I'm praising him, worshiping him, and thanking him. That was on Monday. So Thursday they called me and said he died. I said, what? He died? I take off another day Sunday, and they buried him on Sunday. So I drove back down there to his funeral. I watched them put him in the ground. Okay, the funeral's over. I go out and get in my car. I said, okay, God, me and you got a problem. I said, I don't understand this one. I said, you put me in this healing ministry. You have showed me all these things to do to get people healed. I did everything I knew to do for that man, and I said, he died anyway. So I said, Lord, I got to know what I done wrong, because I know the problem is not with you. Is the problem ever with God? No, it ain't never with God. He's always right. But I said, this man was sick. He had brain tumors. They operated on him and everything. And then I prayed over him for 4 hours, and then he died anyway. So I got to know what happened. I said, I know you don't hear the prayer of a sinner. So I got to know what I did wrong, why this man did not get healed. Lord, thank you for telling me what I did wrong in the name of Jesus. And I'd wait a minute or two, and I wouldn't hear none. I said, Lord, I ain't going away. You know, I got to know. You said in your word, Jeremiah 33:3, you said, call unto me and I will answer you. I said, Lord, I got to know what I done wrong. I got to know where the problem is, why this man died. I don't want this to happen again. Every time I'd thank him, for 3 hours I prayed that prayer. Just before I got home, this is what I heard. Son, you didn't do anything wrong. You'll find his problem in John 15:2. I didn't know what John 15:2 said at that time. So I pulled off the side of the road, stopped, opened my Bible, and it says, every branch in me that produces no fruit, I cut it off. I said, God, you killed him? He said, yes, son. He disobeyed me. He produced no fruit. For 10 years, he didn't produce any fruit. I said, Lord, it wasn't his fault. It was that woman he married. She's the one that did it to him. He said, son, I didn't put that woman in charge of the home. I put him in charge of the home, and he disobeyed me. So he's the one that died. Until we wonder why we get all these men that get to be 40 or 50 or even 60 years old that call themselves Christians. And then they call me to come down to the hospital because they're in death's way. So you're paying the consequences. God's cutting you off because you didn't do what he told you to do.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled We Live in a Faith Kingdom, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.